I'm a Jolly Roger, darling Dodger Bane.
Good morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike. I will be with you for the next 2 hours until something about the women comes in. And today it's our friend Jane. She'll be here at 11 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Today it's just me and you and the tuned. It's been a while since I haven't had a guest, but it's kind of nice just to come here and spin records. So I'm going to do that today. I've got a lot of freeform. I've got a lot of new noise. I have 12 of them. So 2%. So let me tell you a bit about who's coming up for new noise. Our friends Ann Hussack and Exit 99 from New York have new noise, as do The Sins, our friends from New Jersey. A great band called Sunroom has something new. And Gooseberry from Brooklyn, they've got something new. The Downhalls, yeah, you know them. They've got something new as well. Mike Viola does too. Jack White has got a new release. As does a band called Monday's Problem. They're from Great Britain. Fontaine's DC. Yeah, great band from across the pond. A band called Baby Jake has got something new. Not his real name. I'll tell you about that. Our friend Katie Dobbins has a beautiful cover. We'll play today as new noise. And starting off with a Boston band. You've seen them around. If you ever go to a mall. But who goes to a mall anymore? And my thought process was, the band's called Mall Cops. So I was going to say, if you're out in a mall, you've seen them. Not funny in my head, not funny now. But anyway, just another young, great band from Boston. And they've got new noise. And it is called Young Mothers. It's brand new noise starting us off from a Boston band. Yeah. Here at WMFO in Medford.
Call me when you wake up, and she knows to never let you go. When she did, you started to cry and held your microscopic sins to the sky and asked them why. Labor Day comes and we're ready to go, but January hits so close to home. You could be the mother that you never had.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO right here in Medford, 9:17 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? I just finished up my first five-song set of the day. Let me tell you about it. Started off with Boston band Mall Cops, brand new single from them called Young Mothers. Classic around here, the Juliana Hatfield 3 from 1993's record called Become What You Are. That was my sister. Boston band Hyber was next in the third slot of the set. Brand new this year from them, that's called Grow. Justine and the Unclean. Miss you every day, Justine. From their last record last year called The Signal Light, that was the title track. And Katie Dobbins wrapped up that five-song set. She's local, she's from New Hampshire. And I got to know her a couple of years ago here in the studio. And I always tell the story, but I'll tell it again. First time she was here. Never really sang a note for us before, but she started to do some live acoustic, and one of our friends was out in the hallway and came in just to look and see, because it sounded like it was a CD. She's got such a perfect pitch, lovely voice. So Katie wrote to me the other day, she goes, I got something new, it's a cover, do you want to play it? I'm like, yeah. Beautiful cover, of course, Over the Rainbow from our friend Katie Dobbins. All right, I've got five new songs coming up in set number two. This one's from an artist called Baby Jake. He's from Key West, Florida. That's not his real name. No, it's Jacob Paul Herring. And he's been playing the guitar since he was 8 years old. And he's got something new for us today from a brand new album called Mama 212. This is Bottom of a Dirty Shoe. It's New Noise at WMFO.
Let me tell you about this gal I met. I asked her for a light, she bought me a cigarette. She had the world in her hands, still she wanted more, yeah. Fame, fortune, and a million boys. Fancy houses, buying cars and dolls. She said all that she wanted was love, but she found out
me. I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Did you know? I can claim the dreamer from the dream. Make it feel everything you've never even seen.
shines on new pavement, and you don't even feel it. It's a cry.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. How you doing? It's 9:38 in the morning. Ah, really love that song. Let me tell you about that. Along with the rest of the songs I played in that set, that was Fontaine's DC. Just a great band. I just love what they do. That's new from them, from a record called Romance. That's right. It's New Noise. That was called Favorite, spelled in the, you know, the way they do it across the pond, F-A-V-O-U. R-I-T-E, because that's where they're from. Just a wonderful record, that one, called Romance. Go get it if you don't have it. Just before that, Cocktail Slippers from last year's record called Talking About Love. That was an EP that was called Good Love. Jane's Addiction stuck right there in the middle in the third song of the set. In 2003, they put out a record called Strays that was Just Because. Kick Snare Crash from New Jersey. A single they've got out just this year called What's the Point? Excellent, excellent stuff, isn't it? And started off, as I said, with an artist called Baby Jake. He's from Florida. Latest record is Mama 212. That was Bottom of a Dirty Shoe. All right, I've got more new noise. This one is from a band called Monday's Problem. They're from Manchester, Great Britain. See, they're just like us. They don't like Mondays. Who likes Mondays? So, from Monday's Problem, brand new noise. This is called Black and White. It's new noise at WMFO.
Mysterious, she don't come forth, not die. Yeah. Free, free, I wanna be free. Free, 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 I wanna be free. Free, 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 I got to be free. It takes a guy like you to make a woman like me wanna sing a song like this. You know I need to be free in a room like this. I don't need to hide. You see, to pull out the woman in me, and maybe I'm half girl and half woman too, and maybe a man's living inside there. It takes a man like you to bring out the woman in me. Every day, every day, every day, every day. That's what I wanna do. That's what I wanna do.
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
WMFO in Medford, 9:56 in the morning. I'm Mike. Good morning. How you doing? Let me see. It is actually Saturday, August 24th. That's crazy. But here we are. Beautiful, beautiful weekend here in Boston. Let me tell you what I'm playing here. What I do in that last set. Started off with a band called Monday's Problem. That was a single this year. New Noise, Black and White. Boston band called Beef. B-E-E-E-F from just last year, a single called Nice Clean Shirt. Third one was, still unreleased, from Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Just a great band around here in Boston. That's called I Need a Cigarette. And Michael Morata. I'm not lost on the irony of the PSA that happened to come up and about a cigarette and then this song. But, you know, life is funny. Robin Lane, great, great new song on Rock Garden Records called Man Like You. Owned the fourth song on the set. And brand new from Mr. Jack White. I don't know if this is a joke or not. The album name, the new one, is listed as No Name. N-O space N-A-M-E. I don't know. But anyway, what a great, great stuff from him always. That's How I'm Feeling was the name of that. All right, I want to celebrate Live Day, an annual event we do here every year. We just did one on June 1st, and one of our guests was the great Rick Barton. I want to play something that he did with his band. It was a debut of his new band called the Rick Barton Band. This is about him and his dad. It's called Two Old Lonely Guys, and I love it. Live Day play right here at WMFO.
never took me on the merry-go-round. You never held my hand and walked me into town. You never even taught me how to ride a bike. At least you pitched a nun for there was no more life. Won't you come and see me sometime? About old times, just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. I know it can be so hard to show your love. Tough guys like us don't talk about that stuff. Conversation to the weather. And if the Sox are gonna do it again next summer, won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys together.